www.thebeatmedia.com. And eligible voters on trial, in a sense, in Washington this week. Also, there's the matter of repealing health care, although in reality, that's just a fantasy at this point. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous 4th of July weekend. Perhaps it was a long one, and now you got to sluggishly get back into the swing of things. I understand. I understand some of you will be carrying fans with you, and anything you can get your hand on, that is cool. Here's a suggestion. Take one of those towels, those cool rags, wrap it around your neck. You'll feel at least a little bit better. My goodness, in New Jersey and New York and Connecticut and some spots, in Missouri and St. Louis, it was terrible, 105 degrees. Might get a little bit cooler. It's supposed to, in fact, over the next couple of days. And when I say cooler, if it feels like it's 102 right now, it's supposed to get down to 90-something. So 10 degrees or more, you're going to feel a world of difference, feel a lot better. In D.C., they're still on fire, and they're on fire about power. Finally, a lot of that has kicked back in, but it took a very long time, well over a week in many cases. And in North Carolina, people in their cars were taking temperatures of how it felt in the car when they got back in. It was 116 degrees, and in Raleigh, North Carolina, they're just not used to that. Well, speaking of turning things up a notch, 4 months until the election, in fact, a little bit less than that, we're going to be bombarded by a lot of campaign ads, tons of money. As you know, I've gone through all the numbers, has been spent, and is going to be spent down the line. We're coming up on Tampa, the Republican convention in August, and then the Democrats will do it in Charlotte, North Carolina, in September. Here's Rents Priebus talking about Obama and plans, and that this is just a big mistake. And, of course, he's heading up the RNC. Listen to his take.
The fact of the matter is, this president can't fulfill a promise. They're living in fantasy land. You know what? We're going to put this dream to an end of theirs in November. Save America, fire Barack Obama, and hire Mitt Romney. That's the best stimulus plan for this country right now.
In the polls, a lot of the polls have them pretty much neck and neck, Obama and Romney. Insiders think there's really just a point or two difference. 4 months, a little under that, and counting. We'll see if the polls are right and just how close this comes down to in the end, because remember, it's about the Electoral College and the electoral votes ultimately, not so much the popular vote, although that's important to push that electoral number in the right directions. Here's one of the new Obama ads. Check it out.
I do not have a bank account outside of the U.S.
I do not have a Swiss bank account. I don't have an account in the Caymans.
I've never heard of anyone that I know having an overseas bank account.
I wouldn't have an overseas bank account, and I don't think that our next president should have an overseas bank account either.
All right, and of course that's pointing to Mitt Romney and how much money he makes and where his money is. And that it was just a subtle slam in a very short spot there. Like I said, get ready for more of that, because this is just the very beginning, and there'll be shots back and forth. Negative ads are what make the world go round when it comes to electing a president in the United States. It's been working for a very, very long time. By the way, Rents Priebus was on Fox News Sunday, as was his counterpart from the Democratic Party, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who had a much different take, obviously, than Rents did. But we'll see more of this verbal volleying, not just on Sunday, but across the board, I think, and the polls are going to come fast and hard every single day. Of course, Gallup always does one, and in some of the latest polls, it's a lot closer than it was a couple of months ago. Of course, there still is no undercard for Mitt Romney, and there still is some questions as to who ultimately that's going to be and what kind of an impact, if any, there will be on the Republican side, any kind of a bounce from whoever it is that it might be. Senator Rob Portman, a lot of people suggesting that because Ohio is a swing state, although Portman is just very bland, very, very much like what some people say Romney is. So would you want another Romney? Would you want bookends? I'm not so sure about that. The jobs report came out since the last time we met on these airwaves. The employment rate at 8.2% stayed there for the second straight month. Only 80,000 jobs were added in June, a little bit of an increase from May, but not very much. And not exactly what we were expecting, and that's the Labor Department's job stats. So we're in the last quarter, we added less jobs than during the Reagan recovery, and after the 82 recession, we were dumping in more jobs all the months in a row than we've added in the last three. So that's pretty tough to claim, woohoo, progress. It's not progress, and that's the problem, is that you have to kind of break through whatever the rhetoric is. If the numbers were higher, boy, I'd cop to them. I'd love to see a lot of people be getting jobs, but simply not happening in America. Not happening. And as I said there, you'll see some more of the swipes coming back and forth, and while the Republicans and Romney can feast on jobs and disillusion and the economy and where are we headed and the stimulus didn't work, clearly the Democrats will try to take out the knees of Romney as the 1% because he didn't disclose all his finances and his tax returns, saying that the former governor of Massachusetts had stuff in the Cayman Islands, like you just heard those sound bites there, and a bank account in Switzerland. So when you're running for president of the United States, then, you know, that's what they're going to do. They're going to look at the tax returns and just try to go there and try to keep pointing out, I think, the 1%, the 1%, the 1%. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, you know, speaking of jobs, we're going to talk to a woman who knows what it's like to be out of work, feel disillusioned because your spouse is serving the military and you're bouncing from base to base. And it's a very common problem among spouses of military people. So they're trying to solve, or she's trying to solve the problem and have people actually get jobs, jobs that they can move with if they have to move, and jobs that make sense versus just handing out a bunch of resumes for job openings that they have no chance of really getting those jobs. The system is changing, and a lot of that is due to what Stacey Swearingen is doing. So we'll talk to her in our third segment of ATN. Coming up next, though, on the show, we're going to give you a little bit of that odds and ends. And, boy, there are tons of things coming up this week in Washington. We're going to jump into that heavily. Plus, what the governor of Louisiana thinks about some of Obama's policies. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 6th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.9660. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.3669, $18.35 for a half ounce, or $409.17 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.3669, $18.35, and $409.17.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Governor of Louisiana is not on board with Obamacare, so that and jobs has Bobby Jindal not wanting to work so much with this administration. In fact, he's opting out of jumping on getting federal funds to establish those health syndicates in Louisiana, so in other words, exchanges that people who are not insured would be able to get theoretically affordable insurance. Here's Jindal taking his swings at the pinata known as the Prez.
Their policies aren't working. Albert Einstein said it best. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Median family income has now decreased now under this president over $4,000. Median family worth two-decade low. By any measure, his policies have been a failure.
True on the numbers, there's no question the median income is down. What's happening in Washington on Sunday signals something not really great when you see the red flags, but that deadlock in Congress is getting worse over how to tackle the so-called fiscal deadlines, the cliff that's coming at the end of the year. It includes deciding whether to extend tax cuts for Americans. The cliff analogy that could unfold would mean you've got these historically low tax rates that were first enacted under President George W. Bush in 2001 and 2003. They'll expire if Congress doesn't do anything. And you got jobless benefits for the long-term unemployed and a temporary payroll tax cut, too. So in addition, you got $1.2 trillion in across-the-board reductions in spending on federal programs. That's a huge program, obvious, a huge problem, obviously. And they've got no comprehensive deal to cut the budget deficit. Should I go on? And we've got $16.4 trillion. That's the statutory limit on debt. And we should hit that sometime between the November 6th U.S. election and the end of the year. My goodness. So, it's the same story, and we're writing the same script over and over again. How long have we been talking about this? So, Gibbs, Robert Gibbs, the former spokesperson for the White House, who's now in charge of Barack Obama's re-election campaign, says we got to protect the tax cuts for the middle class, and we should let tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires expire and let them pay their fair share. That's what we should do. While you have the Senate Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, who was on the CNN show State of the Union, saying what we ought to be doing is extending tax rates for another year with a hard requirement to get through comprehensive tax reform one more time. I think that what they're ultimately going to do is do that. I don't think they're going to let them expire. I could be wrong. That could happen. It could go flying right off the cliff, but I don't think so. This fiscal path in the next couple of months will be interesting, because for Obama, it is tricky how to navigate it. For Mitt Romney, it's right in his wheelhouse. Even if he's criticized for some things that he's done, he still can make it a straight line to the end, whereas Obama can't because he's been in the middle of this. And how are we going to stimulate the economy and provide any kind of certainty for jobs? That's, to me, the biggest, I mean, this is the biggest, you know, point of contention. What's going to happen here? How are we stimulating growth? What are we doing to stimulate growth? In other words, right now, the answer is not really. It's just nothing, not very much whatsoever. Not very much. I mean, where are the jobs? Where are, with this fiscal cliff cloud flying over our heads, where are the jobs to fix this? And hiring is stuck. I mean, there is no question, 8.2 unemployment, there's no question that hiring is just in cruise control because they don't know what's going to happen in the election and what administration and, you know, ultimately who are they working with. As I said, with the jobs report in June, 80,000, the Labor Department reported those numbers, not much of an improvement. Economists expected to see at least 95,000 jobs and the unemployment rates to be unchanged. So the labor market has been volatile this year, no question about it, with job growth starting off strong in the first few months of 2012, then just poof, it just disappeared. Just disappeared. Any gains, they're out the window. And then the scary thing is, too, not to just pour gasoline under the fire and more negative after negative news, but retail sales are slowing, the manufacturing is contracting, and consumer confidence, of course, has fallen big time. So the economic news is just not positive. I don't know how you find anything positive in this. The U.S. lost 4.3 million jobs in the president's first 13 months in office. And here's the thing, we keep going back to, can you blame the other guy? And you can't. You can't keep blaming the other guy. And somebody has to work together in Washington. Like it or not, the two-party system, one, I hate your evil, you hate my evil, whatever it is, somehow there have to be things that get accomplished other than these Band-Aids that constantly get put over all these problems. This is why we're dangling in a barrel over a cliff. I mean, imagine telling people, all they hear, they see a headline coming out of D.C., over a financial cliff. That inspires confidence, doesn't it? No, of course it doesn't. Of course it doesn't inspire confidence. So, you know, here's the other question with everything that's happened with healthcare, and I've gotten a lot of emails on this. Is Obamacare going to expand Medicaid in your state? Because some have refused. Some have refused. And the justices came down against a provision that would have expanded Medicaid to more low-income Americans. So how many people are getting expanded to it, exposed to it, to versus those who aren't? And that's a great question, because I think there are people that are very confused as to what does it mean, what are they getting, can they get on it, what's the line of qualifying, and it varies depending on the state. It's certainly, it's not uniform, and some have refused. I mean, some of them have cut this basically out. So then you think of, well, what doctors are dropping out of this? And to me, that might be the scariest thing of all for people that are out there trying desperately to get just decent coverage that they can afford, just something that they can know is there in their wallet that's more than just some card. It's something that can actually help. And it, as I said, in state to state, it depends. I'll give you some examples. In Texas, they've got 6.1 million people uninsured. So you figure that number. If they're saying there's 27.6 million uninsured or someone in that ball, somewhere in that ballpark, boy, that's a high number for uninsured people. 26 states that sued over the Medicaid expansion have 55% of the nation's uninsured, too, just coincidentally. And I mentioned Texas is one of them. Phew. And there's no getting around that, boy. There's no getting around those numbers. And this is the problem in what's happening in Washington. What do we need? More power to the people, more state control, and less blinders on when it comes to the people who are working on the Hill, people who stay there a little bit longer and aren't in for 3 days, out for the rest of the week. This is what happens. Washington isn't a destination anymore for the people who you pick to represent you. It's just when they have to show up. And that's maybe the biggest hurdle that we have to overcome as a nation. We got to get people that are in there working, earning bonuses, put out a bonus plan. Talking military and jobs next on America Tonight.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Stacey Swearingen is joining us now. She's in our fancy green room. We spared no expense. We took down all of the 4th of July decorations, though, because we had them up for so long. I think she's got one of those expensive lattes, and she's actually joining us to talk about something that is so near and dear to my heart when we talk about people in the military and people who serve and what happens to the family and all the sacrifices of the family, etc. And Stacey knows what that's all about. She founded Portable Career Planning. It's an organization that helps specifically military spouses to find their own path or career fulfillment, I guess is a good way to put that. Stacey, thanks for hanging with us here the day after a holiday on America Tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. It's a really great time to talk about this, you know, independence, and it just goes so much deeper, you know, than a lot of people think.
Absolutely. And you were in the situation where you met somebody, he's a soldier, you fell in love with him, and you had certain priorities, career, that path that you were on, and things changed. And what was that like for you?
It was a rude awakening for me, and it came to a point where I said, do I give this a chance? Do I really live this life? Because I joke about it, but it's the truth. My husband and I are pretty stubborn people, and we both were career-minded. And what do you do, whether military or not, what do you do when you're in a situation where you don't know if there's the chance for compromise? You're both headed in directions. You both have desires for yourself. You all have a purpose. You know, how often do people say, well, my spouse just won't compromise? In the military, my significant other, he was just a guy I was dating back then. He can't choose to just change his career. He's got a commitment to the military. So I have to find a way to still fulfill my purpose and do what I believe I was put on this earth to do while he's doing the same thing. And every couple has that, but I do believe in military life. It's exacerbated a little bit, and we have to figure out how to find it. So it was a very challenging time, and I won't lie, it still continues to be. Marriage is work. Marriage is certainly work in the military, and it's finding ways to make it and make it by finding your own fulfillment and then bringing that back to marriage. And I use my own personal struggles with this to help other military spouses. And that's exactly why I started the business. I started Portable Career Planning, because it's not just about a career, but it's about life planning, and sort of like a kite sort of sways where the wind takes it. You have to be able to do that as well as a military spouse. And it takes some time and some practice.
Yeah, you said portable is the operative word there, because that's what happens. You move from different bases, different lifestyles sometimes, all kinds of things, depending on what the career route is in the military, too. That often takes you all over the place, hence the term Army brats and all that kind of stuff that have been made up over the years for all the moving around. Is that why you use the word portable? Because can you take it with you?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And popular culture today will have you believe that there's a solution, that if we have a lot of job fairs for spouses, that'll fix the problem. What's missing is the heart of the matter. You can have job fairs all you want, and spouses and anyone who's unemployed can go to these job fairs and put out tons of resumes, but that's not fixing the problem. The problem is that spouses feel they have to oftentimes give up on their own dreams. Or, like some of the spouses that I've worked with and some of the blogs that the spouses who are going through what I've gone through and continue to deal with, they feel that one day they may not even realize they're giving up, but one day they say, where did I go? Where did I go? And moms that I've talked to deal with this too. It's, I've worked so much. We have such a responsibility as wives to take care of things. We have to. Our spouse is gone. They're deployed. We take care of everything. And where did I go in the midst of all this? Taking care of everything. Where did me, where, instead of being wife, instead of being mom. So you wake up one day and you're like a shell. Where did that person that used to be there with that fire go? And so you've got to find that person again. And that's why coaching is the point of this, where the first and foremost, you've got to find that fire again. You've got to find what inspires you. And working with spouses, like I said, through my own struggle, where did that person go? How can you find that? And strategy to getting that back. And you can hear it sometimes, some of the spouses I work with, that energy come back in their voice. And it's like, I found that aha moment again. And so you've got to, before you go to these job fairs, figure out what you want. Otherwise, you're just blindly throwing out resumes, and you're just back in the same place you were a couple of days ago instead of making progress. And so once you find out what you really want, then I take it reverse from what a lot of people and what you see in news coverage about these military-friendly job fairs. We go backwards. We figure out large scale what you want for yourself and then narrow down to what jobs work, what will travel with you, what is portable. And it takes getting creative, but when you're inspired and you know what you want to do, guess what? You're more willing to work for it than having just tons of resumes and it feels like a job. You feel like you're working towards something, your purpose. And then you can be strategic in finding a real portable career.
Yeah, wow. Well said. Purpose and the strategy. What about the company's role in this? Do you talk to the companies? Is there, you know, now a lot of people work from home. I would assume that that helps because that would make things maybe more portable, for example.
Yes, absolutely. And it's been great because the way society is moving towards this telecommuting has actually been tremendous for military spouses. The thing is, military spouses often get confused with veterans because there's just lack of awareness. And what a veteran goes through, is even in higher education, there's this misconception that military spouse students are the same as veterans or current active duty service members, and it's completely different. So the companies do play a part, and what I've had to learn is that they need education just as the spouse needs education, and so I've started to advocate and try to identify some of those companies who claim to be military friendly and educate them and speak to them and speak to managers about what it means to actually understand military spouses. And like I said, higher education as well, because military friendly doesn't mean military family friendly. And it's a buzzword now. So if you're really military friendly, you have to understand all the dynamics of a military student. The portability, the telecommuting that you mentioned, yeah, that's going to be huge for the future of military spouses. And companies that are truly trying to embrace this particular community are aware of telecommuting as an important factor. But again, it is all education, and if you really don't know what you don't know. So that's why I try to speak to them about this and offer education.
Yeah. How stressful is it? And so all the things that we just talked about, as you mentioned, it has to be even more stressful because so often you become the single parent household in a sense, because if somebody's deployed, and yes, through communicating and letters and Skype and all that, of course, the spouse is present in whatever way is possible, but physically not present. How tough is it then after a long, long, stressful deployment, somebody comes home and you have this situation, which is why I think you started what you're doing and what you experienced. The person feels, as you said, like a shell. What is that feeling like?
It's hard to put it into just simple words. There's a lot that goes into it. And just like marriage doesn't all of a sudden happen the day that you stand in front of everyone and say, I do, it takes years. It's sort of similar. It takes years to build back everything that sort of could potentially have been chipped away during a deployment. And it's a lot of just fluctuation. And you find there's this idea of resiliency. The key is that some military spouses are more resilient. And I think there's no handbook. There's no handbook for being a military spouse. And although there's going to be some things that are going to come up, there's going to be some tough situations, it's really figuring out how to handle it. And I think that feeling, it's sort of a loneliness that can pervade. And sometimes, you know, I have to work with spouses who are really contemplating, is this lifestyle going to work? The key is finding that fulfillment within yourself, because statistics will show stress in work and stress in being unfulfilled, whether it's the service member not liking being in the military or the spouse feeling as if they are just not getting what they need in their lives, it's going to affect the marriage. So that hollowness, that sort of sense of just being not who you once were, that can be a good thing, because it motivates us to change. It takes us realizing what we no longer are, to then make that move. And that discomfort is what forces us on. You know, it's just, do we want to make that change? That's the key.
Right. Wow, good stuff. Absolutely. Stacy, continue that quest and trying to help everyone you can, and we appreciate you spending time here on America Tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With me, Kate Delaney. Woo! No days off during the week. It's not a holiday week. Sorry to inform you. Do you think you're getting another day off in the middle of the week? Wasn't that odd to have hump day off? It was very strange. But how can you complain about celebrating Independence Day on a day where you didn't have to work? You could just, at least some of you, could just kick back and relax and think about the day. Maybe go to a parade, wave a few flags, watch a few fireworks, hopefully not in San Diego since it only lasted 15 seconds. This lasted a long time as we head to sports shorts. I'm a huge tennis fan. I just like tennis. I love the game of tennis. I started playing when I was a kid and have always liked to go out and play when I can. And have watched and covered Roger Federer for a while, had a chance to actually interview him a couple of times a long time ago, but he's a very nice guy. Seven-time winner of Wimbledon. Seven-time winner. He beat Andy Murray 4-6, 7-5, 6-3, 6-4 on Sunday. It was very strange. He had a short rain delay and closed the roof on center court. Federer says, look, I'm not sure if it helped me or not, but there's a good chance it could have helped me. And it kind of messed up Murray, or so it seemed, although you don't want to give him any excuses because he really, both of them really played well. Andy Murray played well. He slipped a couple of times. They had one game that lasted a ridiculous amount of time and had 10 deuces. I was watching that game and I thought, man, this is never going to end. So good for Roger Federer. He makes history as his 17th Grand Slam, 17th major he won, and that is now the record. And, you know, usually Murray is the guy who's been on the winning end of it with Roger Federer. So England waited 76 years for a men's champ at the All England Club. Heavy expectations were on Andy Murray. Thousands of people watched the match on a huge screen and were screaming his name and all that sort of stuff. But it just was not his day. It was Roger Federer's day. Here's what a very classy Fed said afterwards.
It's a magical moment in my career. Look, to get my seventh one here, 17s, my world number one ranking back, if you like, my family being there, you know, last time I lifted a trophy, my wife was pregnant, so now here they are almost 3 years old. It's an amazing moment. I couldn't be more happy. So it feels great being back, you know, here as the winner. It feels so familiar. I've obviously missed playing in the finals, and it's a great moment.
This is how you want to win Wimbledon, is by going after your shots, believing that you can do it, and that's what I was able to do.
All right, so that's huge. 17 for Roger Federer. Pete Sampras, the great American Pete Sampras, had 14. He's second on the list of all-time Grand Slam victories. That game that I mentioned was 26 points, 20-minute game, where Federer finally converted a 6-break point, and he was able to knock off Andy Murray in that one and knock him off for this. Matt, I know that you sometimes watch this kind of stuff. It was very early in the morning, though. Did you see any of the Federer match, Murray match?
I saw, since the rain delay happened, I did see the final set. So I basically saw Federer taking over. It was the end of the, I saw the end of the third and all the fourth. So it was basically when Murray played himself out of it.
Yeah, he had played well up until then. It was really a very good effort by Murray. And he absolutely had a lot of pressure on him because all of England was really, I mean, they were screaming, pushing for him, there's no question. But Federer was just so good. He's so composed, and he came back, and he was great.
And it seemed like any chance, like any opportunity Murray had where you felt like, okay, maybe he could get some momentum, he would hit a horrible shot, and it wouldn't be, he'd have an opportunity to take advantage of Federer, and he would just fail.
Yeah, absolutely. And Federer ate his lunch on those points, especially in the last set. So at 30 years old, number one in the world. Woohoo! I like Roger Federer. I liked Pete Sampras. I always go for the American. But Sampras, of course, long out of the game. The other American, though, another American, because Federer is Swiss, but the women's side, Serena Williams, wins her fifth Wimbledon. She goes 3 sets against a girl who is Polish named Agi Radwanska, but she ends up really, she has a cannon for an arm, unbelievable, and she's over 30 years old too, so she wins her 5th Wimbledon title. I mean, I'll tell you, even if you're not a sports fan, you got to think of this. You got these two American girls, Serena and Venus Williams, and you think of where they grew up in Compton, California, one of their sisters killed by an errant bullet. It's just wild that they came off those public courts, and both of them now have won 5 Wimbledons. 5 Wimbledons. So anyway, her final score over the weekend was 6-1, 5-7, 6-2, 2. It's her 14th major title overall. It ends really a two-year drought for her. She had health problems that kept her away, a whole bunch of health scares that constantly serious things that she was battling. And so for her, she really came all the way back. And that's amazing that, as I said, between the two of them, they have 10 Wimbledon trophies, 10 of the past 13. That is dominance for one family. Doubt will ever see this ever again. Huge. And the key thing is she has a cannon for an arm, and she served a ton of aces. I mean, just a ton of aces. All right, some of you listening to me out there might be huge baseball fans. Or maybe you're not huge baseball fans, but occasionally you go and you get tickets for a game, so you go and watch the Red Sox, or you go and watch the Yankees, or you go check out your favorite team in the area. Maybe it's Kansas City, the Kansas City Royals, or somebody else. And, you know, it's you just have a great time. Even if you're not a huge baseball fan, you have a great time. Except for when your team is getting clocked. And I think I say this all the time, but I'm a huge Philadelphia Phillies fan. I couldn't be more disappointed in what's happening with my Philadelphia Phillies. Once again, beaten by those pesky Braves. I'm sure there's a ton of Brave fans out there. You gotta love a manager, because, you know, sports is all about cliches. We'll get them next time. We really worked hard. Whatever. You gotta put the biscuit in the basket. I mean, there's a ton of them. So here's Charlie Manuel talking about his team, the lousy Phillies, aka the Sillies, with the possibility of still making the playoffs.
I believe we can, because I will always believe as long as you got a chance, and I believe that that's how you have to go about it. You know, like, and you have to try hard enough, and you got to put forth the effort, and you got to continue that you can and believe that you can come to the ballpark every day and win. Like I've seen it done before. I mean, it's going to be hard and difficult, but I've seen it done before.
Okay, it's going to be hard, it's going to be difficult, it's going to be impossible, Charlie. The Phillies are 37-50, 14 games back in the NL East. I think they're going to hopscotch over, let's see, Miami, the Mets, Atlanta, Washington. I don't think so. They have one of the worst records in the National League. There's no wild card in the Phillies' future, of course. I would be excited if there were. And, by the way, there's a little bit of a break, and maybe that's a good thing, because the All-Star game is on Tuesday, 7:30 Eastern, is the start of the All-Star game, the National League and the American League. Wonder what those ratings are going to be like. You can bet we'll have the highlights or the lowlights of that one.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Oh, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
He can take the endorsement and shove it.
Would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extra.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.